Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Rhea Bochner, she's an author, a speaker, and in her words, a mold breaker. I came across her about a week or so ago when I read a blog that she had published in the Times of Israel. I found it a fascinating article. I found it a jarring article. I thought it was concerning and worrying. And I thought, let's speak to the author herself and to find out why she wrote what she wrote. The title of this article that I found as concerning as I did was "America is Over, I'm Moving to Israel." Rhea Bochner, thank you so much for being with us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So as I said, you wrote an article which, short as it was deeply disturbing. America, the Golden Medina, the place that was formed on Judeo-Christian values, the place where Jews are at home. Clearly, that's not your take.
So my take is America, in theory, was founded on Judeo-Christian values, but it's mostly, I would say, more heavily leaning toward the Christian part versus the Judean part. And as a whole, America is Christian influenced. And so, you know, around here, and I'm sure you can relate with this in South Africa as well, in December, for example, you have all the stores decorated for Christmas and, you know, all the stores decorated for Easter. And that in and of itself is not a problem. However, when in countries that are more Christian based and basically anything other than Jewish based, historically, you see that as enlightened as they are, and there are many enlightened societies that have welcomed Jews into their countries, into their societies, and Jews were there and contributed significantly to those societies. At some point, either due to, you know, following a financial crisis or a civic crisis or a political crisis or, you know, in some cases, a health crisis, that society has turned on its Jews. And I'm by no means any expert. I don't have a PhD or anything. But I have studied Jewish history very intensely for the past 15 years. And it's a cycle I see repeated across the globe for the past 2,000 years. And as much as I would like to say that America is different, I do believe that we've entered a stage where there will come a point where Jews in America are not going to be as welcome as they are now and possibly not welcome at all.
Did you think in your lifetime you would ever have witnessed events such as those that happened in Charlottesville, Poway, Pittsburgh, and Jersey City? Did you ever think it would be a dangerous place for Jews?
No. I was born in Pittsburgh. It was not even a question. I never, you know, when I learned about the Holocaust, I thought it was something in the past, that nobody could ever fathom something like that happening again. As I wrote in my article, I'm not sure that a systematized genocide like the Holocaust could take place in the United States of America. I'm not sure that a democracy that we have, at least currently, would allow that. However, we do have a government that is much less powerful than it was even 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And a lot of policies and a lot of sentiment is shaped more by public opinion, by social media, by Instagram. And so I think as public opinion changes and moves into a certain direction, the risks are going to go up for Jews.
I hear you loud and clear. And I think we are seeing that playing out with the squad, with the Ilhan Omars, with the kind of genuine acceptance that they're getting in the Democratic Party. I just want to play devil's advocate for a moment, because on this show, probably about 3 weeks ago, we had somebody write in and say the following. And again, I'm playing devil's advocate. He said, the Zionists have got it wrong. The one place in the world right now where it's least safe to be a Jew is in Israel. How do you kind of synthesize that in your mind?
I would say in the last few weeks, earlier last month when we had the rockets, it's definitely, you know, an argument to make. I do believe, however, that Israeli policy still has the interests of the Jewish people at heart. I do believe that the country exists and was founded on the idea of providing a safe haven for Jews. I mean, in 1948, the country was established and welcomed a huge influx of immigrants who were refugees from the war and refugees from the Arab world who were, you know, kicked out of their countries as well. It's a place where Jews are supposed to come and start their lives and be protected. Now, obviously, Israel is not a perfect place. You know, some of the comments on the article that I wrote, it was, you know, Israel's not so perfect. Don't idealize it. Of course, I'm not idealizing it. I mean, the place has had four elections in the past 2 years. The government is, it's been in flux for a long time. There's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of issues. I'm fully aware of this. However, I do believe I don't ever have to fear that Israeli policy is going to somehow shift and my protection will be compromised. I can't say the same
thing. You know, something fascinating happened last Pesach. There was a virtual Seder that was pretty much broadcast out of the United States to the rest of the world, and we were all in lockdown, so it was a great bit of entertainment to watch. And for the first time, I came really close to an American Jewish community, which I don't know very well. And what blew me away was the embarrassment that is associated by that particular stream that was doing the broadcast of associating itself with Zionism in any way, to the extent that the rabbi at some point had changed Lashana HaBa'a B'Yerushalayim because it didn't suit that political agenda which they had. And I wonder to what extent American Judaism has drifted from Zionism.
That's a very generalized question, right? Because in America, we have a very diverse population. We have our 80% of loosely affiliated to unaffiliated Jews who are not really connected to Judaism or Israel in any way, and so are more likely to back away from Zionism, I would say, based on the shadow and the cast that has been put on Zionism currently. Then you have your more affiliated and Orthodox contingency of Jews. And I would say that depending on how engaged they are with secular society can determine how Zionist they are. However, one thing I've seen, as there's been more and more anti-Semitism in the United States, Jews are going in one of two ways. They are doubling down on their anti-Zionist, or at least Zionist stance, or they go and buy like huge gold Jewish stars and wear them around their necks, you know, like it's one of two ways. And I think that, even Jews who have until previously been unaffiliated are starting to really claim their Judaism and claim their connection to Israel because of that. It really forces you to look at where you stand. Whereas in America, I think you really have the luxury and it's a backhanded blessing that you can really fade into the background. You don't have to consider these questions in our society. However, now that anti-Semitism is on the rise, people are considering it, and a lot of people, surprisingly, are really claiming that and standing up and saying, this is who I am, this is the people I'm part of, and I believe in Zionism. However, I do think that a lot of people, because of the media bias against Zionism, need to understand what Zionism actually is. And there's a lack of education about that because of the media, and people are introduced to the conversation about Zionism in a very imbalanced way. So for me, it was very important to learn the history and to understand the roots of Zionism and what it was really about. And so now when people say, are you a Zionist? I can say yes, because I know what the foundations of Zionism is. I know what I'm standing for. In terms of the dialogue around occupation and apartheid, et cetera, that's not the kind of Zionist I am, nor do I think that those words apply to the current Israeli government. I do think that there are definite gray areas when it comes to settlements in the West Bank. I think there's a lot of dialogue to be had about that, and it's not a simple good guy versus bad guy conversation. But even remotely compare Israel to South Africa in the up until the 90s is absurd.
We're going to leave it there because we're out of time. I just want to thank you for giving us your time. What a pleasure it has been chatting to you. And I'm pretty hopeful that won't be the last time we chat.
Yeah, that would be lovely. Thank you for having me.